It's time to get your news on. We are VK1 WIA.
That man is absolutely correct. It is the WIA National News. It's 4 week commencing June 23, 2024, and I'm Graham, VK4BB editor. This week, WIA Director Lee Moyle, VK3GK. Can you help with tabulating some logs? VK4TS Trent Sampson is asking for help. And there's also much, much more in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia.
Who listens to radio?
I'm Henry, VK2ZHE.
Hi there, this is Scott Williams, VK3KJ.
Hi, I'm Mark, VK4DMH from the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society.
Leslie, VK5LOL from Aberfoyle Park, South Australia. That's all.
This is WIA Director Lee Moyle, VK3GK. Last month, I, along with a number of WIA members, attended Dayton Hamvention held last May in Xenia, Ohio, USA. Chris Dimitrivic, VK3FY, Peter Young, VK3MV, Chris Platt, VK5CP, and Phil Waite, VK2ASD, are all either current or past WIA board members who all had a great time catching up with many of the international peak body representatives for discussions on topics such as youth, membership retention, and new international projects. Chris and I also met with ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, and IARU Region 3 Secretary Yasuki Uchiyama, JH1NBN. Numbers were up again this year, which set another attendance record of 35,877 attendees over the weekend's event. Dayton Hamvention 2025 is scheduled for May 16th and 18th of 2025. Put the date in your diary. The event needs to be experienced. For those on social media, there are a couple of Facebook groups with dedicated discussions and with hints and tips for Hamvention trip planning. Search for VK's Going to Dayton and VK's Going to Tokyo Hamfair. International Hamventions are a great meeting place for many hams. Next up is Friedrichshafen in Germany on June the 28th to 30th. Then it's Tokyo Hamfair at the new venue, the Ariake Gym X, on August 24th and 25th. Several VK hams have already booked for Tokyo, attending Hamfair, and have applied for a Japanese call sign using reciprocal agreements in place between Australia and Japan. The IARU World Championship contest is on again on the weekend of July 13th, 14th. Contest period begins at 1200 UTC Saturday and runs through to 1159 UTC Sunday. Both single and multi-operator stations may operate the entire 24-hour period. The WIA will have a headquarters station operating in the contest. Call signs to be used will be VK3WIA, but others may be added depending on operators' availability. The VHF-UHF contest results are being processed, and Trent Sampson, VK4TS, has asked for any persons wishing to volunteer a few hours to help process the current logs to contact him. Work is being done in the background to streamline log checking. Alan Shannon, VK4SN, is developing plugins for N1MM logging software for the VHF-UHF contest. Not surprisingly, WIA membership is back on the increase, with many previous WIA members renewing their memberships along with new first-timers joining. Timing is coincidental to the ACMA introducing the class licence. The WIA board are planning to update the vendor discount program with some new additions. This is another tangible benefit of WIA membership along with AR Magazine. WIA and ACMA continue to meet regularly, and ACMA continue to improve the exam process, and ACMA assessors will be pleased that the new exam papers have been made editable, and now candidates can fill out the exam answer sheets directly on the PC screen for their results to be uploaded to the ACMA portal for processing. Once a call sign has been applied for and processed, their issues seem to be very timely and often within a few days. That's all for now, and I hope to work you in the IARU contest. 7-3 from Lee, VK3GK.
This news originates from the Wireless Institute of Australia. Born to lead since 1910.
VHF UHF field day log volunteers are needed. For a couple of years, the WIA has not been able to process the VHF UHF field day results owing to the log checker not being available. It has gone beyond time to hold out for a solution, and we need people to give us a hand. It's not a Herculean task, but it is close. Because of the complexity of log cross-checking, it is proposed that we do not do that and rather accept in good faith all logs that are presented and then tabulate. The proposal is simply to share the logs amongst a group and enter the details to a shared spreadsheet. The completed spreadsheet would be forwarded to Roger VK2ZRH for the report, and we expect each contest with 5 volunteers to take no longer than 4 hours, per contest with 6 in the backlog. Any logs not containing correct information, of course, would be excluded. Can you please email vk4ts@outlook.com if you are willing and able to help? This has been Trent, VK4TS. Back to the news desk.
Australiana, the Federal Court has published a judgment ruling that Phase Broadcasting Proprietary Limited had contravened the Radio Communications Act 1992. The ruling followed an investigation by the Australian Communications and Media Authority, the ACMA, that Phase was breaching its low-power open narrowcasting or LPON licence by operating transmitters from unlicensed address in Ballarat, Victoria. Phase has a number of LPON licences in the Ballarat area, but was not operating at the location specified on its licences. In his judgment, Justice O'Callaghan found that a failure to comply with the licensing regime is harmful to the community of licensees who rely on the proper regulation of the spectrum for commercial purposes, as well as for defence, national security and other non-commercial purposes, and to the Australian community who rely on and enjoy the benefits of a well-managed spectrum. Phase was required to forfeit 3 radio communication transmitters and was issued an injunction preventing it from carrying out further contraventions. It was also issued a fine of $8,000.
Hello. International news with thanks to ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, ICQ Podcast, IRTS, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RadioWorld.com, RSGB, SARL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Leading this week's international news from Germany, June 24th will see the much-anticipated changes for some hams. Revisions to the Amateur Radio Ordinance take effect, granting simplified remote operating privileges to holders of a Class A licence. The ability to operate remotely has been a sought-after opportunity for many hams who want to stay active on the air but are not permitted to install antennas at their residence or suffer from a significant amount of electromagnetic interference there. A project being undertaken by the DARC, Germany's national amateur radio organisation, is bringing remote operation home, so to speak, by building a network of remote stations around the country that will be accessible to Class A hams in these situations. The development of the stations was funded from DARC and membership funds. International Amateur Radio Exhibition will be held on 28th to the 30th of June in Friedrichshafen, Germany, on Lake Constance. This year's theme is 60 years of islands on the air. Technology meets adventure. The 47th edition of this amateur radio exhibition will bring together radio amateurs from all over the world. Ham Radio is Europe's largest trade fair for radio enthusiasts, with over 300 commercial exhibitors and associations showcasing their extensive range of products and training courses on various radio technology topics that take place. New this year is the innovation hub of the International Amateur Radio Union and the extension to 2 career days. Returning this year is Ham Camp, where young radio enthusiasts and youth organisations spend the night in the exhibition hall, connecting with like-minded individuals of the same age who share their passion for radio. The May edition of the IARU Region 1 Monitoring System newsletter has been published. In this most recent newsletter, they report that many intruder and inferring transmissions on the HF amateur radio bands have continued, despite the significant solar disruption during this time period. Strange and unusual transmissions have been observed on the 20-metre amateur radio band. The transmission of several types of wideband orthogonal frequency division multiplexing, or OFDM, typically used for digital communication, were noted, supposedly of Russian origin, according to the report. You can read more about the observed signals and watch short video examples of them yourself by downloading the newsletter from the monitoring system page at iaru-r1.org. Governor Albert Bryan Jr. has officially declared the week of June 23rd to the 29th as Amateur Radio Week in the US Virgin Islands. In a celebration of community service and innovation, Governor Bryan acknowledged the invaluable contributions of the 150 ham radio operators in the Virgin Islands. These dedicated individuals have partnered with federal and local emergency service organisations to ensure effective communication during severe weather, natural disasters, and power outages. For VK1WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Qantas Wise 2024. This weekend, WIA Winter VHF UHF Field Day. 0100 hours UTC, Saturday 22 June. Through 0059 hours UTC, Sunday 23 June. In VK6, it's 0300 hours, 0359 hours in VK6. IAAUHF World Championship July 13-14. As you would have heard, Lee VK3GK brought us news of this again at the top of this week's WIA National News, but it starts 0 hours UTC Saturday and ends 23:59 hours UTC Sunday. There is no operating time restriction for stations in any category. The aim of the contest is to support amateur radio self-training in radio communications, including improving amateur operating skills, conducting technical investigations, and intercommunicating with other amateurs around the world, especially IAAU Member Society headquarters stations. Set our autumn and winter sprints. Start marking those calendars as the greatest ZL sprint series, held at 0800 hours Zulu on a Tuesday night, is back for the month of July. Just to change things up in a blatant attempt to try and attract the cool kids, 30 minutes of FT4 has been added to the series. As before, this contest from New Zealand starts with 30 minutes of CW, followed by 30 minutes of SSB, then 30 minutes of FT4, all on 80 metres. The CW-SSB exchange is RST and your outside temperature. The FT4 exchange is your four-digit Maidenhead grid locator. The object is to work as many stations as you can in one or more of the three sessions. It is a relaxed introduction to contesting and a chance to try out a new mode or equipment. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest, July 21st. The Trans-Tasman Contest, always held on the third weekend in July, aims to encourage low-band activity between VK and ZL. Only contest bands 160, 80 and 40 metres are allowed with SSB, CW and digital, that is, RIDI or PSK. Yota Contest 2024. The next session of this year's Youth on the Air Contest will be from 1000 to 2159 hours UTC, 21 July, on the five classic bands using CW and SSB. Everyone can work everyone. It's not just youth against youth. RSGB IATA Contest July 27. August 17-18. Remembrance Day Contest. This contest commemorates and remembers, hence its name, the Australian amateurs who died during World War II, and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. It is held on the weekend closest to the 15th of August, the date on which hostilities cease in the Southwest Pacific area. A perpetual trophy is awarded annually to the Australian state or territory with the best performance. The name of the winning state or territory is inscribed on the trophy, and then holds the trophy for 12 months. The winning state or territory is also given a certificate, as they are leading entrants. Amateurs will endeavour to contact amateurs in VK call areas, ZLNP29, and all bands except WARC bands. Modes allowed are phone, CW and RDI as per the era remembered. Again, the 2024 contest is the 17th and 18th August. DX Window to the World. Federal Republic of Germany. Special event stations DL2024E, DL2024U, DL2024R, and DL2024O are QRV until July 14 during Euro 2024. The 17th edition of the UEFA European Football Championship. QSL by the Bureau. New Zealand. NZAT has a special event call sign for the upcoming America's Cup to be held in Spain later this year. ZL6 AM Cup has been allocated to celebrate this event, with full GAR side, ZL2RO as trustee with the call sign. November 30 is when ZL6 AM Cup goes off air. In the World DX, we're listening for members of the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club throughout the year. Operating as HB20SP, the club is marking its 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, no bureau QSLs, but you can use Logbook of the World. And HB20SP runs until December 31. Listen throughout the year for the special call sign 9A100RKZ, marking the 100th anniversary of Radio Club Zagreb, which was founded the 24th of March 1924 in Croatia. QSL via 9A1ADE. Germany. The Berlin Airlift was an operation that carried supplies by plane to the Allied sectors of West Berlin over a Russian blockade. For more than a year, hundreds of American, British and French cargo planes ferried provisions to West Berlin's Tempelhof, Gatow and Tegel airfields. Commemorating the 75th anniversary of the end of the Berlin Airlift, three special event stations are active between now and 24 June. DL0GWW for Gatow, DL0TXL for Tegel, DL0THF for Tempelhof. QSL for LRTW, QRZ logbook, and the DARC community logbook. Paper cards will not be provided, but an award will be available. Special call sign HF25NATAV is active until the 31st of August, marking the 25th anniversary of Poland joining the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Certificates and limited edition QSL cards are available. Visit qrz.com for details. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, Special Interest Group News with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in the segment this week, Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air and other adventure groups. Special call sign OE20SOTA is active until the 31st of October to mark the 20th anniversary of Austria joining the Summits on the Air program. Operators have been heard recently on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands using SSB. For details of a certificate that's available for making 20 or more contacts with the station, see qrz.com. The Russian Flora and Fauna Organization has severed ties with the Worldwide Flora and Fauna. RN3ANT wrote that the decision was made with regret because of recent actions by the WWFF committee, including the elimination in April of Crimean RRF park references. He said that award applications that have already been approved will be completed, but new RFFH applications through WWFF will not be. He also said that Russia's own flora and fauna program will continue to operate and issue awards. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. Russian cosmonaut and ISS commander Oleg Kononenko has become the first person to reach 1,000 cumulative days in space as of June the 4th. The milestone comes amid his fifth flight to space during his third stint as the commander of the ISS. His most recent trip to the orbiting laboratory began with a launch aboard the Soyuz MS-24 spacecraft on September 15, 2023, alongside cosmonaut Nikolai Chubb and NASA astronaut Laurel O'Hara, KI-5TOM. He's scheduled to return with Chubb and NASA astronaut Tracy Dyson in September this year. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. RSGB IOTA contest is July 27. Lord Howe Island, VK9LA. Yuri, YL2GM is QRV as, wait for it, VK9LA until June 24. Active on 160 through to 10 metres using CW, SSB and FT8. QSL to VK9LA via Yuri's home call, which again is YL2GM. British Virgin Islands, VP2V, IOTA NA023. Dave, W9DR is QRV as VP2V/W9DR from Anagada, IOTA NA023 until June 25, but is on 6 metres only from Grid Square FK78TR using CW, SSB and FT8, QSL direct to home call. East Malaysia, Sarawak, IOTA OC088. 9M1Z is radiating from Sarawak until month's end, and remember, this is a shorter month. Activity is on 80 through to 6 metres using CW, SSB and FT8, QSL 9M1Z via LOTW. IOTA AN002 Bouvet Island 3Y0K. The sailboat contract has been cancelled and there'll be no January 2025 operation. The organisers are negotiating a contract for a large expedition vessel and helicopter operation to take place in January 2026. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Rescue Radio. A deadly tropical cyclone has left parts of coastal India and Bangladesh devastated. In the middle of it all, hams were there, relaying messages non-stop, as we hear our own John Williams, VK4JJW, as he reported for Newsline.
As tropical cyclone Rimal battered India and Bangladesh, a team of 27 amateur radio operators from West Bengal worked around the clock to keep the lines of communications open in a region overtaken by lost power and flooding. By Sunday night, the West Bengal Radio Club responded to requests by local authorities to set up at various strategic locations in and around the Sagar Islands in Sundarbans. Operators used two mobile vans and eight control rooms, communicating on VHF and UHF frequencies. According to updates the amateurs posted on their Facebook page, the van patrolled the coastal areas, reporting back with updates to the control centres. The deadly storm was estimated to have affected millions in the coastal region of the two nations, and the death toll estimates varied, but continue to climb. Authorities rushed to have people evacuated as their homes collapsed around them. At its peak, the storm achieved maximum speeds of between 110 and 120 kilometres an hour, with gusts of as much as 135 kilometres an hour. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Lowdown. As WIA National News reported last week, the Alexander Association in Sweden is celebrating Alexanderson Day on June 30 with CW transmissions on 17.2 kHz, utilising the SAQ radio transmitter first used in 1924. At that time, the transmitter was used to transmit across the Atlantic Ocean to Long Island, New York, USA. Messages are scheduled to be transmitted at 0900 UTC and 1200 UTC on June the 30th. If you can't hear the transmissions over the air, the event can be viewed live on YouTube. Test transmissions may take place on June the 28th. QSL reports will be accepted, and an amateur radio station, SK6SAQ, will also be on the air to mark the event. More information can be found on the Alexanderson Day webpage. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, QRP. As you'd have been aware, International QRP Day, an IARU Region 3 initiative, was held on June 11, and although no VK activity, one country, South Africa, came up with a catchy name and contest, the Wacky 1-Watt Challenge. South African operators tested their QRP skills during this weekend, tested knowledge of effective antennas and operating procedures by limiting power levels to just 1 watt, 1 wacky watt, and used distance to calculate scores instead of the number of contacts made. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Cole, VK3 GTV.
This is VK1 WIA, the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service, heard across Australia every week via relay stations such as the Mount William repeater in Western Australia on 146.9 MHz. The news can be heard in Mandurah at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning and can also be downloaded from the website www.wia.org.au at any time. The WIA website also lists the other rebroadcasts of the national news. I'm Mark, VK6QI.
2024, it's a date, and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, including email addresses and website links. That website, should know it by now, wia.org.au.
If you would like to gain your Amateur Radio Foundation licence, or you know someone who does, FAMPARC is here to help. The Frankston and Mornington Peninsula Amateur Radio Club is set to hold another foundation licence course. The course will be held on Saturday the 29th of June and the exam on Sunday the 30th. It's anticipated Saturday session will run from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. However, times may vary depending on the size of the class. For more details, visit the FAMPARC website at www.vk3frc.org.au and click on the Foundation Licence link.
And those dates again, Saturday, Sunday, June 29 and 30. VK4, Caboolture Radio Club's Hamfest, Saturday the 13th of July. In VK3, the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest, August 18. VK6, Perth Tech 2024, September 21 at Gidgiganup. VK4, Gold Coast Hamfest, October 13, Narang Country Paradise Parklands. VK5, the Amateur Radio Experiments Group Radio and Electronics Sale, Saturday, October 26, 10 a.m, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. In VK7, the big one, the Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart, being held at Sandy Bay Campus of UTAS. And finally for the year, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest. This, of course, is VK3. It happens November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Alambie Avenue, Rosebud. Now, WIA news rebroadcasters often give shortwave listeners a welcome to the broadcast as they commence callbacks straight after the local news. And local news follows national news in most states. It would be great if those shortwave listeners would email their reception reports and location to this email address, because we'd love to know who you are and where you are. The address, callbacks@wia.org.au. callbacks@wia.org.au. Now till next we meet, I'm Editor Graham, VK4 Baker Baker. Walk softly.
This is VK1 WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.